The Weekly Word with Brother Aaron is a podcast that brings you a brief word of encouragement and admonition based on the knowledge and wisdom found in Scripture. Now, here's this week's word. One of the things in life that is common to all people is suffering. No matter who we are or where we go, at some point we all experience suffering. While some suffering is light, some suffering is horrendous. Sometimes the pain and suffering are momentary, but other times our afflictions and sufferings are lasting. The pains and sufferings of this life are real, and they wound us deeply. Sin brought suffering into this world, and we feel its sting in a multitude of ways. Diseases, emotional wounds, poverty, physical decay, death, or loss, the list could go on and on. In this life, there will be suffering. However, when I think about suffering in life, I try to remind myself of two things. First, Christ understands my suffering because he also suffered. The prophet Isaiah called the Messiah a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. The King of Heaven willingly chose to endure the pain and sufferings of living in a fallen world, and chose to suffer the full wrath of God against sin on the cross. If anyone understands suffering, it is Jesus Christ. And secondly, because of Christ, all suffering is temporary. The conquering of sin through the cross was also the conquering of death for sin. For believers, this means that we are resurrected to life as Christ was. And in our resurrection in him, there is no suffering. In Revelation 21, the voice from God's throne declares, "Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away." And he who was seated on the throne said, "Behold, I am and making all things new." But how does that help us now, while we currently suffer in this life? First, Christ understands your suffering and is compassionate to you. He offers you comfort and will walk with you through every suffering in life. He will not leave you and he will not forsake you. His heart is for you and you have his love. And secondly, take hope in his promises. One day your sufferings will be no more. When this life is gone and you are resurrected in Christ, all will be made new. And then you will never suffer again. So take refuge in Christ and let him be your comfort. The sufferings in this life are real, and they hurt us deeply. Yes, you will suffer in this life, but do not suffer alone and despair as those without hope. Take your hurts and cry out to your Savior, for Christ is with you and his heart is for you. And always remember that one day everything will be made new. I pray for any of you that are suffering, that the peace of Christ would overwhelm you. I pray that your sufferings cause you to draw near to God in Christ. And I pray that Christ comforts and heals you as he renews you. May God richly bless you in his Son, Jesus.